on Toxic Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for September 14th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and I am here today to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. It was day 69 in the house, and we had a day of campaigning, a day of planning, a day of suspicion and paranoia, and we're going to get through it all here today. Also a veto ceremony, but we don't need to talk too much about that. So let's get into it. Let's talk through the day on Big Brother 23. Kyland is our HOH. He nominated Tiffany and Hannah for eviction. Tiffany is the target. Kyland then also won the veto, and he considered using it on Hannah, just to put Big D up there to, maybe get like a deal in with her or something along those lines, but ultimately decided against that plan. He made a deal with Hannah anyway. He decided not to use the power of veto in the veto ceremony, and one of Tiffany or Hannah will be leaving on Thursday night. If not both, with the double eviction coming in. And that's the way it is. Tiffany and Hannah locked in on the block. So that's basically how we start the day. That is where we are. Big D is going to talk early in the morning, after the ceremony about splitting the money. You know, hey, couldn't we all just split the money? Couldn't we just we each get like 100K, something like that? We could make something like that work, right? What if we paid the sixth place person the amount of money that you would get for fifth place? They're like, Big D, not supposed to sign, not supposed to talk about that. So that got shut down. But what we're really going to see throughout the day is the campaigning here. That Tiffany is going to make a case to everyone in the game, and try to get their votes. She has some interesting points here, and I actually think she makes some decent progress. And we're going to see that things do seem to be a little bit shaken up by the end of the day. Not necessarily in a way that is going to keep her around. But in a way that, let me say this. She got Xavier to, start pacing for about 3 hours. So, I mean, if she made that happen, you know, progress. Anyway, Tiffany's going to talk with Big D. She's going to talk with Big D. She pitches to him saying, listen, Big D, I'm not coming for you. You know this. If I stay in this game, I'm not coming for you. You know who is coming for you? Chada. Hannah is coming for you. Hannah pitched to me that she wants you out because you are somebody that everyone wants to take to the final two. And so if she takes you out, that opens up a spot for her. Hannah's coming for you. You need me in this game. You need me in this game over Hannah at the very least. Hannah, she's willing to break promises. She only cares about that money. I don't want to speak ill of her, but, you know, you cannot trust a deal that you've made with Hannah. She says, I will go to the end with you, Azza, and Kyland, Big D. We can all work together, take out Xavier, because let me tell you, Xavier beats everyone. Xavier beats us all. Big D's like, Xavier beats that. What do you mean? He's going to win a jury vote, like unanimously against anybody. I don't know about that, Tiffany. I think it would be like a pretty tough decision if it was us next to Xavier, you know? She's like, no, it wouldn't. It would be an easy decision. X would win. X would beat you. I'd vote for X. Wouldn't be a hard decision for me. I'd vote for him. DX, he always told me in the game, if nobody gets him out, he's going to give him his vote. DX is going to vote for him. SB said the same thing. SB is going to vote for X. You know, Claire's a vote for X. Alyssa is voting for X. You only need five. And let me tell you, Oz is voting for X. It's not that hard to see there, Big D. She says, and honestly, I'd even vote for X over Kai if they were in the end together, because that's Kai's fault for not getting rid of him. Big D, and I kid you not, is just like, I don't know though, because like, you know, I played like a whole different game than X did. Like, no, nobody knows the ins and outs of the game I played. I made a lot of moves and made sure that people went home. That was on me. I threw rogue votes. My social game is what got me here. So I don't know. She's like, look, Big D, if you were in the end next to Xavier, you would need to prove your case in the courtroom of the Big Brother Final Two. The burden of guilt, is on you. Everyone is going to assume that Xavier played a better game than you. You're going to have to prove otherwise. It's going to be an uphill battle for you, let me tell you. He's like, okay. And she leaves and Kai replaces her in the HOH bed. And, Big D's like, burden of proof. Thank you. Thank you, Kelly. Kai comes in. Big D's like, Tiffany just said Tiffany was just campaigning. She's trying to work me. She's trying to get me to keep her. And Kai's like, yeah, of course. And she's going to try to pressure us. Big D's, yeah, the only thing she said we have to get rid of X. She said that X is going to like win the game in the end. I was like, you can't listen to that. That's the same thing she's trying to tell me. She's just trying to turn us against each other. He's like, yeah. She's just like, you know, people respect X so much. I was like, no, they don't. Like, he was on the block four times. Like, I was on the block twice and I got myself taken down off the block. He had to take himself down. What does that tell you? She doesn't understand that this game is about more than comps. That's what she doesn't get it. Obviously, I've played like the same type of game as X. Obviously, she's just trying to build that wedge between us. She's working the hell out of me. She also told me that Hannah wants me out. I mean, I know it's not good for my game for Tiff to be here, but like, I'm wondering, like, did Hannah really say that? You think? Cause like, it doesn't matter if she did, because Tiff would do the same thing. So yeah, you're right. And she had me for a second there. But yeah, no, but I didn't fall for that X thing. Cause I know that if I get to that three and you or X win, that like, I'll be happy as long as one of you guys win, as long as one of us guys win. I know that she's going to do whatever she can to stop the guys from winning. I knew this from the start. That's why I knew she had to go. That's what women do. Okay. In the meantime, Tiffany's going to be talking with Xavier. She wants to campaign to him as well. She says, I want to talk to you because I feel like, you know, I feel like you're probably not a vote for me, but you know, you're closer to Hannah. I get that. But I don't think you're an emotional player. And so I figured it's worth talking to you. It's worth, you know, trying to, see if you're open to something. I don't think you're going to vote emotionally. He's like, yeah, I appreciate that. She says, well, look, here's my pitch. If I stay, I am a target ahead of you for Kai, for everybody. Everybody's going to want me out. That's less people looking at you. She says, I know Kai's saying he wants to go to the end with competitors, but it would not surprise me if he took a shot at you, at four. Think about it. I mean, he says he wants to go to the end with the best. I'm going home right now. You know, it's not like Oz is going home right now. That should tell you something, right? And look, I'm sure Kai would love for you to win that HOH next week and, you know, take that shot at Hannah or whoever, so that you can't compete at four. I think by keeping you off the block, he has disarmed you, and you are not going to take that shot at him next week. And then you're going to be wide open once you hit the final four. So something else to consider. He has Hannah. Let me tell you, Hannah wants you out over Kai. When she talks to me, she's the one that brought up that you're a big threat. She's the one that has been wanting you out. She doesn't want Kai out. She wants you out. I guarantee you she's got some kind of deal with Kai. She says, if I were you, I would stick to Oz, because Oz is the one that is genuinely loyal to you. She would do anything for you. She says, if you kept me, I'd be willing to work with the two of you. You know, whatever it takes. And I will tell you, I have been telling people that you were going to win this game, that the cookout is most beneficial to you and that everyone's just walking you to the end. But listen, if I stay, I have no other options. I'm going to work with the people that keep me. I'm going to work with you. He says, okay, yeah, you know what? I will consider all options. You've made some good arguments. Let me think about it. And this is what, like, genuinely, I liked the approaches that Tiffany made in pretty much all of her conversations. There are three voters this week, Xavier, Big D, and Azza. In my opinion, she got every single one of them to reconsider their vote. They then, after reconsidering, went, no, she still has to go. But every single one of them did reconsider. And we'll get to that. Xavier goes straight to Azza after this. And he has, this is a 1-2 punch for Xavier. Azza says, I need to let you know, Xavier, that I have made a deal with Kylan. I can't go after Kylan now. So I don't want that to mean I'm going against you though, Xavier. So it's very important that Hannah doesn't win HOH next week, because if Hannah wins HOH and she puts you and Kai on the block, that would be bad. And Xavier's like, I mean, that means, I mean, that means that Kai has like a deal with everyone. I mean, who's going to go after him? It seems like everyone's expecting me to go after Kai. Why isn't anyone else going after Kai? It's like, I'm sorry, but I just can't. She would be like my second option, but I would go after Hannah first, you know? Xavier, I think that, I mean, it's very important that Hannah doesn't win HOH next week, but I think that you should, once Hannah's out, you should throw the comp, because I'm concerned that if you can't play at four, then Kai's going to take that shot at you at four, when you can't compete. And he's like, I just don't know about throwing comps anymore. And she's like, I know, but you know, I'm just worried for you, Xavier. And he's like, well, I mean, why are you making deals with Kai then? Like, I'm sorry. I just, you know, he's like, well, now I know why the two of you have gotten all cozy lately. You've been making deals. Like, oh, sorry. And that's not what it was. That's not what it is. Xavier is a little tilted here. He's going to go upstairs, to Big D. And this is when he starts. He's pacing now. He's pacing. He just heard from Tiffany that she thinks Kylan's coming for him, that she thinks that Kylan has a deal with Hannah. And then right after he talked to Azza And Asa said, she's got to deal with Kai. Now, why does everyone have to deal with Kai? What, now I'm going to be in danger? Am I going to touch the block? Are you saying you would put me on the block? What is going on here? He's pacing. He goes up to Big D, and the first thing Big D says to him as he's pacing in the HOH room, Big D's like, yeah, you won't believe what Tiffany told me. She was like, no matter who sits next to you in the end, they'll lose, that you're going to win the game. And she said that Hannah's coming for me. And Xavier's like, well, she just told me that Hannah's coming for me. So it sounds like if Hannah wins, she's looking at you, me, and maybe Kai. I don't know. I'd be curious to see what she said to Kai. But it sounds like Hannah's coming for the both of us. All right. Well, Big D's like, yeah, but we can't keep Tiffany. It's like, no, that's not what I'm saying. But we need to take Hannah out next week. I mean, Tiffany's like, oh, well, I'm not gonna like be against Hannah, but she's ratting her out right now, huh? We just need to be Hannah. I mean, Xavier says, I mean, between the two of them, Hannah is the bigger threat. She is the bigger threat, but we just need to beat her. That's all. That's what we need. Big D says, yeah, I'll need to, you know, if you win, you're going to need to put, Asa up next to Hannah. You know that, right? X is like, yeah, but how would Asa feel about that? If we did it, she'll have to suck it up, Asa. She'll have to suck it up. X says, man, I just think, you know, I just feel like Kai has a deal with everyone, you know? I just feel like he's got a deal with everyone. Big D's like, yeah, so what? Like, I just, you know, if I win HOH and I put up Hannah and Asa, we take out Hannah, like, what's to stop Kai from taking a shot at me at four? Is that's, you know, why, what if he did that? Big D says, well, don't you have a deal? Like, yeah, but, you know, does he honor it? You know, Big D's like, well, don't worry. I'll win. I'll win and protect you at four. We need to get the men to the final three, he says. He's like, and don't you worry. I'm not listening to Tiffany saying I can't beat you. I mean, come on. Big D says, I manipulated. I did all the moves. I got people to do what we needed them to do. Why is my case not bigger than yours just because you won a couple of comps? I mean, X says, wow, yeah, you know what? Yeah, she just lost my vote with that. Well, I mean, she didn't have my vote, but, you know, she still lost it with that nonsense. X says, well, look, does it make sense that the Kai, just hear me out, Big D. Cause Tiffany made a good point. Cause if Kai had put me on the block this week, if he had put me on the block next to Tiffany, who goes home? Tiffany puts me on the block next to Hannah, who goes home? Hannah. Right? Puts me on the block next to Asa. Asa goes home. There's really no situation where he puts me up and I go home this week. So he couldn't put me on the block this week. Right? So I just, you know what I'm saying? Big D's like, listen, Xavier, you two are men. You have a deal. X is like, I know. I do trust Kai. I'm just talking it out. All right. Big D's like, no, listen to me, Xavier. If it's a physical comp, like a slip and slide or something, I can beat that damn Hannah and I can beat that damn Asa. I put them both up. We get them out and we go to the end like gentlemen. They start going over, why Hannah is such a threat. That she is, good at competitions. She's really good at those mental competitions. Xavier continues to reiterate Hannah is more dangerous than Tiffany. They go over jury votes for Hannah, if it was Hannah against anybody else. And they still think that they would beat Hannah in the jury vote, but it would be too close for comfort. And X says, you know, truthfully, and this is, literally like two hours of a conversation as X continues to pace. He says, X says, truthfully, Hannah's a better player than Tiffany. I mean, that doesn't change who we're taking out this week, but you know, yeah, if Tiffany hadn't pulled those stunts, things would be different. Tiffany, she tried to overpower us. Big D's like, yeah, both Kyland and Tiffany were selfish, but Kyland has made more sacrifices than Tiffany, which is why he should go further. We're just trying to be as fair as possible, says Big D. Azza says, well, if we're being completely fair, it would be Azza that goes home first. And then Hannah, and then Tiffany, and then Kyland. And the two of us really contributed the most to the cookout. So we would be in the end. He continues to face. Thinking about, I mean, so basically the point here is that he clearly has been like convinced that he should maybe think about, could Kyland turn on me? And Big D is trying very hard to get him to not distrust Kyland. They're also going to talk a little bit together and then also with Kyland about the plan for the week is that, you know, Tiffany feels like she can get Azza's vote. Because of that, they want Azza to vote Hannah out to give Tiffany her vote so that Hannah has a reason to go after Azza next week. So that's kind of their plan, so to speak. So there you go. There you go. Kyland is going to talk with Tiffany a bit more. She talks about her pitch to Big D. They talk about how Big D was like, she's like, Big D was surprised when I told him that he couldn't beat Xavier. He doesn't seem to believe me. I don't. He seems to think that he can beat Xavier in the end, Kyland. How dumb is that? What kind of idiot? This is me paraphrasing this. What kind of idiot would think that they can beat Xavier in the final two? Kyle's like, I don't know. Can you get a load of this, Tiffany? He says, Big D thinks he's played a similar game to X. They both laugh about it. And Kyland, the man who also thinks he can beat X and wants to take him to the end. Now, granted, Kai has a much better chance to beat Xavier. Much better case, but still. A little rich to be making fun of Big D for thinking he can beat X and wanting to go to the end with X. Tiffany is also going to campaign to Azza. She says that Hannah has, she says, look, Azza, I know you love X. Let me tell you, Hannah's gunning for X. She's got something with Kai. I know she does. If I go, Kai, he's got nobody else to look at. He's going to be gunning for X. Both Kai and Hannah are going to be gunning for X. If I stay, I work with you. I work with X. We do something here, right? You know, it's a weird case to make, but also effective. As Azza later in the night is going to be feeling like maybe we should keep Tiffany around. Hannah's also going to talk to the cameras, and she's going to Hannah, by the way, has been talking to Tiffany throughout the day. She's been having a couple of conversations here or there. But she's, not going to be doing like these big, campaign pitches in the same way that Tiffany is, at least not yet. She is in the default position here. But she says to the cameras that, now this was a little concerning. She said that she wants to try to, maintain the deals that she has offered as much as possible. Going into next week, which is a different line than she had a couple of days ago when she talked to the camera saying, I plan to make deals, but if I win, all deals are off. She is now saying that she does want to stick to the deals as much as she can, which is not necessarily like I'm locked into this, but it is the, something that kind of implies that perhaps she would not put Kyland on the block. Now, she made that deal with Kyland. She implied that she wanted Xavier to be safe in it, but she did not, in my memory, make an actual deal with Xavier. She also says specifically that her ideal final three is with Azza and Kyland. That final three, she feels, puts her in the best position to win because Azza would pick her over Kyland, and Kyland would pick her over Azza, and she could potentially beat the both of them in the end. And I don't hate this, actually. It is risky, obviously. I don't love the idea of like taking Big D out over Kyland, but it does mean that if she's right, if Kyland does take her over Azza, which I think, according to his own warped logic, I think he probably would, and Azza would probably take Hannah over Kyland. Although I think her issue here is that if Kyland makes a deal with Azza to take him to the final two, she would. So Hannah needs to get on that. But I definitely see her reasoning here, and I think I like the way that she's thinking about this. And so to me, based on what she's saying in this camera talk, it feels like she would probably put up Xavier and Big D if she won the HOH, which would be quite interesting if the veto is not won by Xavier or Kyland, or I guess Azza or Big D. Man, if the nomination stayed the same, you would probably see a 1-1 vote, a tie vote, with Hannah breaking the tie to evict Xavier. However, if Xavier won or Kyland won, I think Kyland would use the veto on Xavier, and then it would be Azza and Big D on the block, and Azza would go home. If Azza or Big D won, if straight up Xavier won, she would probably have to replace him with Kyland, and then Kyland would probably go home. If Big D won, she would probably put up Kyland, and then it would be Azza, you know, having to decide between the deal she made with Kyland and her middle school crush on Xavier, to see if it would be a tie vote. Theoretically, Big D could vote out Xavier over Kyland, but I don't think that would happen. I think he would vote out Kyland. Although I think it would be a tough choice for him. Then if Azza won the veto, she'd probably use it on Big D, which would force Kyland on the block anyway. So the chances of the nomination staying the same, those nominations would be probably pretty slim. And it's a little risky, I think, to leave Kyland off the block. It leaves the opportunity for both Kyland and Xavier to be safe, which would be very bad for her, for an HOH that she had there. Wasted opportunity, especially if it means that Azza's going home. And then she'd be very vulnerable heading into the final four. Can't play HOH, and she's against all three men. But we'll see. We'll see. Kyland is going to talk to Xavier a little bit more. Xavier comes up. He says, is there anything I should know, Kyland, about like anything you've said about me, like shade wise? Kyland's like, is there anything specific that you're looking for? No, it's just generally. I thought you were like referring to something specific. So, okay, no, I don't think so. They talk about how close they are to making it to the end, that they just need to win these competitions. And, once they get to the final three, they'll cut Big D. They'll take each other. And you know what? Big D won't even be mad because, he won't even be, he's going to get America's favorite player anyway. So, he won't even be mad. Earlier in the day, Xavier balked at the idea of Tiffany getting, the America's favorite player. He also doesn't think that Derek X is likely to get it. Xavier is then going to go, or Azza is then going to go talk to Xavier. And this is when she goes up to Xavier. She's like, hey, are you really dead set on Tiffany leaving? Just, are we dead set on this? And he's like, yes. Oh, okay. So, that was the extent of, Tiffany flipping Azza. Then late into the night, Kyland is going to talk with Big D, for a long time. They end up, sleeping in the HOH, bed together. And so they're doing some late night convos. Through these convos, they get around to Azza. And Big D is, he's a little frustrated with Azza because, you know, he's been talking to Azza about how she should feel okay, when he cuts her at Final Three. And she was like, okay, I'm okay with that. Then he talked to her about feeling okay about being cut at Final Four. And she was like a little less okay with that, but still okay with that. And then he talked to her about how he needs to put her up on the block as a pawn next week next to Hannah. And he was like, can you believe Azza? She tried to have amnesia with me. When I told her she needed to go up on the block next to Hannah, she was like, what? Me? Why? And I was like, yeah, I have a deal with Kyland and I have a deal with X. I've told you this, so they can't go on the block. You know this. And she was like, oh, okay, I guess that's okay. And he's like, so come on. Says, and then if Hannah wins the veto, I'm going to have to put up, you, Kai, or X, I'm going to have to Kai or X. And then, you know, unfortunately, Kai, we're going to have to send Azza home. I'm going to have to send Azza home because Hannah will vote out whoever else is up on the block next to Azza. And then X will vote out Azza. And Kyland is like, oh, thanks for telling me that I'm the one you're going to nominate. I don't know if you caught that, but Big D saying he would have to put up one of Kai or Xavier next to Azza if Hannah won the veto. And then he'd have to break the tie to evict Azza when Hannah votes to evict the person that's on the block and Xavier votes to evict Azza. Little bit of a slip there, exposing who he is visualizing on the block and not on the block. And Kyland caught it. Well, thanks for telling me that I'm the one that's going to go up. Oh my God. No. I didn't mean it like that. I didn't mean that. No. I didn't mean it like that. He's like, it's okay. It's like, we'll like flip a coin or something. We'll flip a coin. Rock, paper, scissors for who goes up. How about that? Big D's going to go on to talk to Kai about, how he never thought he'd meet somebody, like Kai in the house. And he's really grateful that he has. And it's going to feel really weird, to be so far away from Kai once they get out, of the house. That's pretty much the day here, that we had. Again, Tiffany putting in some effort to campaign. Makes some progress, really got Xavier's wheels spinning, got Big D's wheels spinning for a second there before he realized that obviously he still can beat Xavier in the end, and got Azza to approach Xavier about maybe flipping the vote, but Xavier not down for it. Xavier, though, still feels, I mean, he said straight up now, he thinks Hannah is a better player than Tiffany. He thinks that Hannah is more dangerous, more of a threat than Tiffany. But Tiffany did them wrong. She's got to go. So that is where we are at here, for the week, likely. If you guys have any questions, feel free, as we start to wrap up this update. But of course, I am going to be live later tonight with the Roundtable Podcast. We're going to be rating these players. Only six left. And I'm going to have a survey out for you guys after this podcast ends. I'm going to tweet it out on Twitter at @ArmstrongTaren is where you can find it. You can rate the players. You can give a final rating to Claire and Alyssa. How do you rate them as players? And then, you know, answer other kinds of questions, stuff like that. It'll be fun. I think it'll be an interesting roundtable tonight as well. I feel like there's a lot of big picture stuff to talk about in terms of these players and all of that. So should be a good time. Let's see here. Let's see. Tammy wants to know, has Kylan's position improved since Xavier, Big D, and Azza appear to want Hannah out next? I mean, yes, it's improved. It's continued to improve since they wanted them all. They all wanted him out at six. But this is the case. Nobody is going for Kylan except for Hannah, but only even then as a, like a backup target, even Hannah is gunning for Xavier over Kylan. So that is, it's pretty good for Kylan's position to get to the end. It's just that he still wants to go to the end with Xavier, where he has the toughest time beating somebody. Let's see. What am I thinking the double eviction? How do I think the double eviction will impact the plan? I don't think it will impact much at all. It'll just speed things up. Do I think there's any chance, or do I think there's a chance they'll steal from Canada again? This will be a fake double. I'm feeling more like this is going to be a pre-taped double eviction that will get like a full length HOH competition, a full length veto competition that, you know, they're each like 15 minutes long or whatever. Or in the case of the Sunday night episode, like 2 hours long. And then we'll get like diary rooms and all of that. So I think it's just going to be an expanded double eviction personally. But there are some theories out there that they're following suit with Big Brother Canada 9 and doing a fake double eviction where essentially how that would work is that if Tiffany is evicted on Thursday night and then they go through the double and Hannah's evicted, Tiffany and Hannah would then compete against each other to win their way back into the house by the end of the night. Or if that were the case, and this is why this is a terrible twist to begin with, it could be Tiffany goes out first and then Hannah wins HOH, manages to evict Xavier, and then Tiffany and Xavier battle to get back into the game, and then Xavier comes right back in and evicts him. So might not be exactly what people want. What do I think Hannah's best path to the end is? I mean, like I said, I don't hate the path that she's looking at, Kylan and Azza. Obviously, Azza being there is ideal for Hannah. But there's basically two options. There's Azza and Kylan, the one she's looking at, or there's Azza and Big D. I do not think she wants Xavier anywhere near the end. The only reason you take Kylan is because he seems to be willing to take her over, at least over Azza, right? If she can get there with Kylan and specifically Azza, that would be ideal. But the problem with that is that getting to the end with those specific people is going to be difficult. If she keeps Kylan in and she's not able to keep Azza in, and now she's stuck in the end with Kylan and Big D or Kylan and Xavier, she's a lot more screwed and she does not want Kylan in the end anymore. And I think she's already going to run into that problem if she does plan to put Xavier and Big D on the block, because if Kylan wins that veto and uses it on Xavier, that's so, so bad for her. So you then look at the other final three, Big D and Azza. Obviously in that spot, Big D takes Azza, Azza takes Big D. Hannah needs to win that final HOH in order to get to the final two. However, I think she has a really good chance to win that final three HOH to get to the final two. And she's guaranteed, I think, at that point to beat whoever she's sitting next to. And more importantly, I think the path to get there is more solid. It's easier to get to the end. I mean, easier. It's less prone to mistakes, meaning if she puts Kai and X on the block together, then one of them is a lot more likely to go home, whether it's Kai or X. And, you know, obviously, ideally, she would get X out, but I think it's better that she at least gets one of them out. And then you just continue to try to get the other one out. If they do make it to the end, they make it to the end. But I think you just have to gun for both of them. And that's why I think that's the better path. But I don't hate this path either. It needs to work out in a specific way. And if it doesn't, it's not as ideal. All right. Won't Hannah put up Kai and X? She certainly could. I don't think we know exactly what Hannah will do at this point, but she seemed to be implying that she may not put Kylan up on the block, or maybe she would. She just said she didn't want to have to break any deals if she didn't want to. So we'll see. We'll see. All right. I think that's about what we've got here today. Again, lots more to talk about tonight on the roundtable. So make sure you tune in for that. You can find me on Twitch as well. twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong. I'll be live tomorrow night watching the episode with you guys, as well as some other stuff. I'm looking at, maybe doing a Survivor stock watch with the upcoming Survivor season. So I've been thinking about doing a stream to kind of like workshop some potential ideas for how that would work. If you guys are interested in that, you can again find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong. And that's what I've got for you guys. I'll of course be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. Thank you so much for joining me, and I'll see you next time.